Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. A Ukrainian MMA fighter now living in Philadelphia chased down and hung off of the window of his vehicle after it was stolen from him. During the endeavor, the thieves fired two shots and luckily missed him.
It's safer in Ukraine. Philadelphia, forget about it.
Here is Igor Kostyuchenko and his friend Sam explaining what happened.
I see for people sit my car and go forward. I grab my door, say stop car, it's my car, say don't touch car, I kill you.
He's been in this country for I think maybe a year now. He's been robbed twice.
Do not touch car. Do not
I kill you.
Do not steal his car.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. I go to car. I grab a window. Car go boom.
I take head. Go bang, bang, bang on the road.
Guy takes gun. Goes boom, boom, boom. You miss. And then he stop the car.
I bite bullets with teeth. Spit them back in your face.
Pui, pui. It's for you and your children. Pui.
Don't touch car, I kill you.
I want a bumper sticker that says that. Don't touch car, I kill you.
It's funny. He knows little English, but he knows that.
Right. Was in Philadelphia.
Don't touch car, I kill you.
They probably taught him that. Listen, you're moving to Philadelphia. Here's two key things you want to mention.
Yeah, you need
don't
to.
Don't touch car.
Don't touch car.
Right.
Next is.
I kill you.
Exactly. Okay, you got it. You can live in Philly now.
It's a t-shirt. On the front part it says.
Don't touch car.
On the back it says.
I kill you.
Yeah, boom. That's a t-shirt.
Right. Yes.
Don't touch car.
I kill you.
I kill you.
I kill you.
Right.
Just how he speaks. He sounds like a Terminator.
Yep.
Don't touch car.
I kill you.
He hung on the window?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like taken. Yeah.
Like, but this car. That's...
What kind of car?
Probably wasn't that good.
Probably Yugo.
You go near it. I kill you.
You Kia my car. I Kia your face.
Because I've got soul.
Well, I guess his wallet, important papers, and MMA gear were all in the car.
Oh. That is why I hung on the window. I kill you.
They shot
I kill you.
I kill you.
I kill you.
You know, if you're stealing a car and a guy jumps on the window and he's hanging on and you shoot at him and you miss and he's still hanging on the window and you look in the back seat and you see fight gear.
Yep.
It's a bad day.
You're done.
It's a bad day. I'm like, oh, boy.
Shake him off, drive fast, park someplace and run.
You just say sorry and pull over and say, sorry.
I thought it was my car. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't know you were Ivan Drago. My bad. Here's the car.
Did not mean touch car.
Don't touch car.
Don't touch car.
Don't kill me.
I kill you. I like how they don't have a lot of extra words. It's not, I will kill you.
Yeah, right. No.
I kill you.
Right. Just the basics.
The three things you need to know.
Right.
My action, kill.
Yep.
And who? You.
Right. Mostly verbs.
I kill you.
Mostly verbs.
I kill you.
Right.
Because the other words means he might not.
Right.
You know, this means I will.
I kill you. Yeah.
I kill you.
This is definite. Yeah. I kill you.
It's the college you went to. I kill you.
I kill you. Yeah.
That's the MMA university. I kill you.
I put you in ICU.
That's a fun college shirt.
I kill you.
I kill you.
Right. Can't sell on Facebook.
It's something about that part of the country. They make some good fighters.
Yeah, they do. Every day's a struggle.
Every day's a struggle.
Yep.
Then he wanted more struggle, so he moved to Philadelphia.
Right. Yeah. Where can I go? Which is kind of like home. I know. Philadelphia.
From war zone to war zone. Jeez.
Stunt or stupid?
What are you doing?
I am going to do the one suck helium challenge.
What does that mean?
With the one suck helium challenge, you take one suck of helium, and then you have to get through. I mean, you do limericks. I'm going to do tongue twisters, and I have to get through the limerick while I still have the helium in my lungs.
Mm.
Before my voice changes again.
Someday you're going to write all this out, and I'm going to have a heart attack.
See, I'm making sure I'm taking care of you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm doing it for you, Chaz.
Thanks, man. Okay, so you're going to take one giant suck of helium and try to get through the entire limerick.
Yes.
Before the helium
leaves
you, whatever.
Runs out, yeah.
The effect of the helium.
Right.
Runs out.
Okay.
Limericks I cannot compose with noxious smells inside my nose, but this one was easy. I only felt queasy because I was sniffing my toes. There was a young woman named Bright, whose speed was my fastest light. She said it one day, in a relative way, and returned on the previous night.
All right, hold on. So the first one you did, the second one sounds like you're kind of faking
it. It's starting to.
Talk normal.
How's it?
Oh, you're still on
there. Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people do this
when they're on helium and you're not on helium anymore?
No.
Oh, no, you're...
No. Okay.
Oh, there you
go. Here we go.
Okay, you're back.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. That was fast.
That lasted pretty long, though. For half a suck.
That was good. You got through one limerick.
Actually, that was two. Because they're short.
Hmm.
Yeah, so now I can do another two.
Bragging.
Bragging. Hello.
Got it. There was an odd fellow named Gus. When traveling, he made such a fuss. He was banned from the train and allowed on the plane, and now he travels only by bus.
Why do you sound like Sharon Osbourne?
You're right. He's English.
There once was a fly on the wall. I wonder why didn't it fall? Because,
Yeah, coming back.
Yeah.
That's all right. You did good.
You did good.
you did good there.
What's next?
Tongue twisters.
Why don't you fill yourself up? Get some more helium there.
Okay. Excuse me. That was a balloon.
I have a feeling if Ruth took helium in, we wouldn't hear her.
No, dogs would hear her.
That's coming, by the way.
Nice. Okay, we're gonna go with the famous Peter Piper pick and pecker. That one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, but peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
The laugh is terrifying. Stop it. Stop it. That's nightmare. Just a maniacal laugh.
Okay. This is Betty Botter Butter. That one.
Oh, my favorite.
What is it?
Betty Botter bought some butter.
Betty Potter bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put my bitter batter in, it would make my batter bitter. But my bitter butter would make my batter better, so it was better. Betty Potter, blah, blah, blah.
I don't think you really said anything.
No.
I think that was a series of sounds. Yeah.
That was just Charlie Brown's teacher the entire time.
We try one again.
Betty Potter bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. I put... If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter.
You know what you gotta do? Take a big hit and then talk like Sharon Osbourne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Accent.
Aussie, where? I'm going to kill the lead guitarist. Where are the guys from?
Just start yelling at Jimmy Coblick right now.
Are you getting dizzy yet?
What?
Yeah. How many hits are you supposed to take with this?
I have no idea. We didn't check anything. I'd be like, get lightheaded and whatnot.
I want you to do a song.
Okay.
This is Stunter Stupid. AJ's doing the One Suck Helium Challenge. He's trying to do a limerick or a poem or a song with one hit of helium.
Okay. Oh, this one might work pretty good.
Okay. Fill yourself up.
I'm taking a hit of weed. Okay. See if you guys recognize this song.
Oh.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold as she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows it's the stars all over. With a word she can't get what she came for.
Sped Zeppelin.
Oh, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign.
Sounds like it's funny how fast I just
It doesn't last long.
Drops.
No. Thank God it did.
How are you feeling? I think you got to pace yourself here.
I felt better. Keep going with the song.
I think you have a problem.
It's up to you.
Yeah, let's go with the song. Okay.
Apparently he's having fun.
There's a fight on the wall that she wants to be sure. Don't to be sure. Cause you know sometimes what that means. You're not seen by the brook. Here's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiving.
Take a hit. It's the duet you didn't know you needed.
What's happening?
Did it turn into a munchkin?
Now, great, now the guitar solo.
Yeah, where's your lollipop guild?
Me, Wanda.
A lot of helium.
Can't be good for the brain.
No.
Makes me wonder.
I love this, though.
It's a feeling I get when I look to the west and my spirit is crying for leaving. I know I did the words of it. I
thought that hit
country artist got lippy with a cop and paid the price. Did you hear about this?
Yep.
Zach Bryan. So what happened? His entourage got pulled over and they were giving crap to one of his people. It was taking a while. And Zach Bryan gets out of the car and starts getting lippy with the cop. And the next thing you know, guess who's in handcuffs and going to jail.
Exactly.
Getting a sweet mugshot.
Right.
So what is this? This is a clip of the interaction between Bryan and the cop.
Yes.
And then his apology.
This is the second time this happened to me in 3 days, actually. Because cops have just been, like, way too brutal on me. Can you please take these handcuffs off me, sir?
I will, if you let me finish up this traffic stop.
There's no need for me to be handcuffs, actually.
Yeah, right now, there is, because you've interfered with my traffic stop.
Sir.
And you wouldn't let me finish.
This is why people do not like police officers.
I was just an idiot, and I'll take the fall for it. Ugh. I'm a grown man, and I shouldn't have behaved like that, and it won't happen again. Thanks for defending me online and stuff. I don't really need it. I just shouldn't have did what I did.
Getting lippy with a cop.
Never worked, ever.
You never win.
You never do.
You never
and
win.
Saying, you know what? I see your point of view, sir. You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. I see your point of view.
Yeah.
I am being brutal.
Back in the day, by the way, before everyone had a camera and stuff, you would show up to work with a knot in your head. Like, what happened? Oh, I got lippy with a cop.
Yep.
I said, do you know who I am? He was nope and punched. That's right.
Yeah, you're knocked F out.
Yeah, that's not great. Yeah.
Nope.
Getting lippy.
Always keep your hands where they can see them and just do what you're told.
Yeah.
Nice frustration. Here you go, sir. Don't say anything else.
Especially when you're drunk. Like, what are you thinking?
Well, first of all, you're drunk. You're not thinking.
I got beer muscles. You're not so tough.
You like the way I drive, stay off the sidewalk.
Exactly.
You're drunk. Your song hit number one with that day, and then you're talking to a cop. So.
Right.
You're ballsy.
I do think we need a dose of reality, though. You know, you get lippy with a cop. Mace in the face.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Taser. Boom.
Ah! Right. Here, do a dance. Ah!
Or at least a wedgie. You know, something to just remember. You know what I mean?
A wedgie.
Yeah, you just pull his underwear up. There you go.
Yeah, you're walking funny. Well, I'm cop giving him a wedgie.
Frontal one.
Oh, he went deep on that.
Officer Wedgie. Woman is arrested for leaving kids in a hot car. All right, so that's dumb.
Yes.
But it gets worse. So they arrest her, 34-year-old woman. What state do you think she's from?
Let me think. Let me see. Jersey. No. Pennsylvania. No. Let me go a little further south. Maybe.
Crazy stories, crazy place. That's Florida.
She put the D in Florida, huh?
She went to Walmart last Wednesday and was arrested after someone reported that she left two young kids in a locked car on a hot 91-degree day.
Oh, boy.
For at least 20 minutes.
Oh, man. Yep.
The car wasn't running, so the air conditioning wasn't on. The windows weren't rolled down.
So basically, they're in an oven.
Yeah, it was just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
20 minutes is a long time.
Yeah.
Car parked on asphalt in the sun.
Jesus.
So you add 10 degrees to the heat.
Why don't you just hand him baked potatoes the whole while you're at it?
Maybe she did.
Actually, the potatoes, they become baked.
I don't have time at home.
When this popcorn pops,
right?
Yeah. So
knock on the window.
I need you to hold this. I need you to hold this tray of cookies. I'm Jiffy Pop, right?
The kids were reportedly 6 and 3 years old. But here's why she's in Dumbass News.
Okay.
They put her in the back of the cop car, and they start driving her to the police department, and she asked the police to put the air conditioning on.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, is it warm?
Apparently,
yeah, is it warm back there?
Apparently, she's
Let's put you in the trunk, and we'll just sit here for a half an hour.
Apparently, she was in a hot car one time in life, too.
Yeah. It's time for you to be a hot pocket now.
Fried your brain by any chance.
In the trunk on a cobblestone
street. How does crack taste, really?
Next headline, woman bites through security cable to steal phone.
Yeah, that's kind of girl.
Well, you know, how bad do you want it?
It was the iPhone 14, so it's kind of worth it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Some good teeth.
It depends. Really. Obviously, she wasn't from Florida.
Or England.
She's not using meth either.
He said teeth,
that's
not tooth.
True.
Right.
There's no meth. She's right. Not a meth head.
No.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.